After spending the last 24 hours with him all tangled up in each other, when he drove me to my apartment, sadness claimed me at the thought of being away from him. How could I feel something so quickly with someone I didn't even know? Fear began to seep in. It was that same fear that had ruined every chance at a relationship before. Maybe it was the fear that had held me back until I met Flynn. Who names their kid Flynn?
You're fidgeting, he said.
I know, it's that weird feeling creeping in.
The one that makes you doubt what you're feeling? Because I've got that same virus. Tell you what, go pack your clothes and follow me. You're coming to stay at my place. We'll go through this together.
Without any reservations, I knew I wanted to be with him. I have to shuffle the work truck back to the clinic. Do you mind helping me?
No.
Flynn followed me inside and hung up my wet clothes while I packed yet another bag. As crazy as it sounded, if he'd asked, I would have moved in with him that very moment. In a way, I was doing that in small doses, and it was strange and exhilaratingly sexy at the same time. I knew my friends were going to think I was freaking nuts and simply reacting to being virginesque for so long. He followed me to the clinic, and while there, I ran in to check on all of the animals. Then we went back to my place so I could get my car. I followed him to his home and got a big kick out of parking next to him in the garage. It was too comfortable, too quick. When he opened the door, his golden retriever went crazy and tackled me to the ground. I think you've met my best friend already, but I don't know if you recall me telling you his name, and unless he's trying to champion the Bush Beans commercial, he hasn't learned to talk. Meet Simon, and just so you know, he's a sex maniac. That's what he is, Flynn teased. He helped me up from the floor and led me to the empty closet, where he left me for a moment to find some hangers for my clothes. Simon followed, close on my heels. What's in the box? I asked. Being nosy was one of my strong suits. I suppose that was what helped me bond with animals. They were all curious and never bashful about it. The remainder of Courtney's things. It's been 8 months, and she hasn't come to get them. She still has a key. It's not like she doesn't have access. My gut clenched. She still had a key? Okay, that didn't sound like closure to me. Wait a minute. She has a key? Look, maybe you aren't ready to go forward. Maybe... Flynn took both of my arms and pulled me down to his lap to join him on the bench. His eyes moved from side to side, searching mine. He was waiting for the right answer? Or possibly making sure the words he picked didn't send me packing? She chose the pageant stuff as her life and was dedicated to making Miss America, but the farthest she got was top 10. When I asked her to marry me, she said no, and later she said she wasn't in love with me, and I realized I wasn't in love with her either. We talked off and on for about 3 weeks after she finally moved out, but she never came back, not even to drop off her key. She lives in California now and is trying to make it out there. She was too young, and we were in the wrong stages of our lives. She wanted to travel and do broadcasting. I wanted to stay home and have a family. You said you're 32. How old was she? 26 when we broke up. We were together 4 years. There's been no one serious since her. I'm more than ready to move on. I am too. That night, we cuddled on the sofa with Simon and watched movies. When I fell asleep in Flynn's arms, it felt natural, just like it was supposed to be. I felt like I'd finally found my place. But I woke up in the night, the strangest feeling of worry consuming me, fear of what lurked around the corner that would ruin everything.